Fruit growers demanding the federal government step up biosecurity measures to keep out a highly contagious citrus disease. Citrus canker has struck Australian fruit growers before in 2004 and again in 2018, costing the industry millions of trees. Now it's been found in produce that airline passengers were attempting to bring into the country. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
At the Nutrano farm near Katherine this morning, staff are preparing for the latest government biosecurity inspection of their lemons and grapefruit.
There's two guys. They have to inspect 2,500 plants out of our orchard. Each plant is randomly chosen, and they make sure that there is no canker in the orchard.
Josh Clemenson is the farm's general manager. While they've never had a case of citrus canker on the property, the farm was in the quarantine zone during an outbreak of the disease in the Northern Territory 2 years ago, and it still has heightened biosecurity measures in place.
We put people through dips. We don't let people drive through in their own vehicles. We give them a vehicle if they were to go to the citrus area. After we pick, we only use our own trucks to transport the fruit to our pack shed. And then we've put in a special chlorine doser to dose all the fruit that goes through the shed for the lemons and the grapefruit.
All of these biosecurity efforts are being made because citrus canker is highly contagious. It covers the fruit, leaves and twigs of a tree with raised brown lesions. It can kill a backyard tree and affect the quality of the produce on commercial farms. And now Nathan Hancock from Citrus Australia says people have been caught trying to bring infected fruit into the country.
They're unrelated passengers from what I understand, one with fresh limes and one with some dried fruit. Each has had citrus canker lesions on the fruit.
It's why Citrus Australia is urging the federal government to increase spending on biosecurity.
The people that we've found with this material actually self-declared. Now, what if someone doesn't pay attention to the request to declare items as they come into land? The gaps of that creates makes our industry and other industries very nervous.
In a statement, the Department of Agriculture, Water and Environment's head of biosecurity, Lynn O'Connell, says the recent detections show Australia's biosecurity system is working well. And she says visitors to Australia aren't the only risk. A member of the citrus industry was fined in 2018 after biosecurity officers found a diseased kumquat cutting hidden in his bicycle tyre. While Northern Territory farmers hope to have citrus canker eradicated by the end of the year, farm manager Josh Clemenson says the nation can't let its guard down.
You've got to be really diligent. You never know what's around the corner.
That's Northern Territory farm manager Josh Clemenson ending Alexandra Beach's report.